This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're in for a treat. And for another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's a gazillion other show stations. It's a real word. Look it up. A gazillion other shows that you could be listening to tonight, watching, or whatever the situation is. And you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and the time that you respond. So we're going to do a little bit. I know you've been hearing it all day long, okay? But we're going to do a little bit we'll have a little bit of different kind of stories, but then we're going to still talk about the debate debacle. You know, who won? Did you put the post up, by the way? Okay. So the poll's up. I want to know who you think won the race. Not the race. Wow. God, am I thinking ahead, huh? I want to know who you think won the debate last night. And please, don't just do this. And if you're on the right, it's Trump. If you're on the left, it's Hillary. Do me a favor, will you please? When you do the poll, please make sure that think about what you saw last night. Because I just watched Jesse Waters for a few minutes. And I watched him do his thing where, you know, how he's asking people on the street. And people who didn't see the debate said that Hillary won. And, you know, she won all the debates. Did you watch him? No, but I'm voting for her. Okay, so you're voting for her, therefore she won all the debates. I get it. Okay, that works for me. It doesn't make any sense. So don't do that. Please don't be one of those people. You spew the party line. I'm a Christian. I don't even spew the church line. Just because the pastor says it doesn't make it true. Right? It's really that simple. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. You already know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. If you don't, you lose. Furry. I may have people coming on every hour. People that you know and you've talked to before. About what took place last night, kind of debrief about it, see what their spin is on it. But the one thing I love, I don't know if you guys caught this last night. I don't even know if it's still up here. I don't know if it's still up here. Okay. But the, where did you go? Yeah, okay, it went away. God bless America. Megyn Kelly last night spoke to Donna Brazile. I don't know if you guys caught this. And simply asked her if she received the debate questions beforehand. And I think it's great. Brazile says, I won't be persecuted. I didn't know anybody was persecuting her. Now, I think I stopped this at the right point where we can pick it up again. I'll tell you in a second here. We'll see. But Donna Brazile, you know, and she denied that she received a debate question on the death penalty in advance. Now, in that interview with Megyn Kelly, after the third presidential debate, the question was for a Democratic primary town hall hosted by CNN and co-moderated by Roland Martin, the journalist who had got my producer over here laughing her butt off. I don't know if it's I got boogers hanging from my nose or what, but all right. The information was revealed in a recent WikiLeaks dump of John Podesta's emails. Really funny how they will not talk about whether any of these emails are real, true, or anything else, right? On March 12, 2016, Donna Brazil wrote, "Here's one that worries me about HRC, death penalty. 19 states in the District of Columbia have banned the death penalty. 31 states, including Ohio, still have the death penalty. According to the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, 156 people have been on death row and later set free. Since 1976, 1,400 people have been executed in the U.S. That's 11% of the Americans who were sentenced to die, but later exonerated and freed. Should Ohio and 30 other states join the current list and abolish the death penalty?" That was the question. That'd be a great question to have the answer to up front, right? You don't have to think on your feet. You can get it all together. You can sound pretty smart. Now, hopefully I've wound this up to the point where it'll quickly or almost quickly get to your question. Hang on.
You got the WikiLeaks release of March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th CNN TV1 town hall.
Now, check this out. They're saying that she got, from the WikiLeaks email, it shows before the town hall meeting. It wasn't a general question. She got the exact verbiage, the exact words. Now, if a Republican or conservative got this, if this email had popped up then, how do you think it would have read then? What do you think the left, where would the left be now?
Debate.
Kelly,
where did you get it?
You know, as a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I...
As a Christian woman, I understand persecution. Why? Because Christian men don't get persecuted? Oh, Christian kids maybe don't get... People, I've been telling you for a long time, stop letting them have the words. Stop letting them define the words, define the conversation. If she had said, as a Christian, I'd have nothing to say. She'd be right. As a Christian, you know, we're persecuted. Not like they are in the East Coast, I mean, in the Middle East. Right? In a true form and meaning of the word persecution. But to say I'm a Christian woman... See, remember the war is on women, and now she's trying to pull it out of the Christian. As a Christian woman, I understand persecution. So apparently, Christian men are not persecuted. Thank God. Thank God I am an old, white, Christian male. I got nothing to worry about. Everything's cool and good for me. Right?
I will not sit here and be persecuted because your information is totally false. What you're telling me...
Wait a minute. She's reading an email that we sent to Podesta. What's false about it? We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Rick Trader's going to join me, host of Conservative Commandos Radio. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to bring him in right away because I want him to hear part of what we were playing earlier and see if he'll comment on it as well. Rick Trader joins me. He is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, thanks for being with me tonight.
Great. Joe, it's really a great honor and privilege to be with you. You know you're my favorite show, Joe.
I appreciate that, Rick, and you need to get out more, buddy. Let me just say. Hey, I am sure like the rest of the radio show host world last night, you were watching or listening to the debate.
Yes, I was.
I want you to listen, though, afterward. Megyn Kelly, who's, you know, obviously not a big fan of Donald Trump's,
But she gets... Hey, stop talking, lady. She gets into it with the DNC interim chairwoman, Donna Brazil, about...
I saw that interview.
You saw that?
I saw that interview.
And the way she danced around that whole thing, you know, again, it's like, no, those WikiLeaks aren't real. They're a lie and all this other stuff. But when they were out against George W., they were all gospel truth. These people were willing to stake their lives on it. So let's just take a half a minute here. I want you to listen to what she had to say.
Sure.
Everybody, you got the WikiLeaks release of March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th CNN TV1 town hall debate.
Shelley,
where did you get it?
I, as a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I will not sit here and be persecuted.
That goes through, I'm going to play some more, but that goes through me like a red hot rut. As a Christian woman, why don't you just stop at Christian? Why a woman? So Rick, you're going to love this. Earlier I said, so as a white Christian male, I've never had persecution. And man, if you listen to all these people, you know, I'm in as an old white Christian male. I ain't got no problems. Hold on, listen some more.
Because your information is totally false. Podesta's emails were stolen. You're so interested in talking about stolen.
So you deny it.
You're like a thief that want to bring into the night the things that you found that was in his gutter. I'm not.
CNN's Jake Tapper came out and said this was unethical. Somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign. He said, "I love Donna Brazil, but this is very, very upsetting."
And I love.
You know what? Understand here, what I'm trying to pull out is not that the Republicans are good, the Dems are bad. But here's there's hundreds, thousands of emails from Podesta that are very black and white about how the Clinton campaign, and the DNC feel about Jews, Christians, and the whole nine yards. And the only thing the DNC will say, they won't say that they're false, that they're phony, that they're fake. The only thing that they'll say is that Fox is dealing with a bunch of lies. I mean, doesn't this just blow your mind?
Well, Joe, it's like, you know, these, not just Donna Brazil, but Hillary Clinton. It's like the proverbial child that gets caught with the hand in a cookie jar, pointing the finger, look over there, look over there, look what Big Brother, Big Sister's doing. Okay, they want to talk about how these emails were given to WikiLeaks from the Russians. You know, where is the proof, number one, that the Russians had any involvement in this at all? And, Joe, what this reminds me of, every time they say, look at the Russians, look what the Russians did, it reminds me of the video that caused the riot in Benghazi, which led to 4 dead Americans. They want to blame it on something else. Donna Brazil last night looked like a deer in the headlights. She was shocked that she was being questioned about these emails. The emails are there for everyone to see. Where are her copies of the emails to prove that somebody had doctored these emails up? She doesn't have proof because those emails were factual. That's what she said in the emails. And all they could say is the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. Just like the video, the video, the video.
So, you know, I get a kick.
Let's talk about what was in those emails, not how those emails were gotten.
Yeah, you know what? I get a kick out of this. So I understand why our founding fathers, you know, didn't want ill-gotten or legally gotten evidence be brought in front of us. But here's the deal. Just like with the videos from Veritas. So you're telling me if the camera wasn't on, if the emails couldn't be traced or wouldn't have been traced, these people would have acted differently. That's what they're trying to tell you, trying to tell us, right? But when you turn on the radio, look at whether the camera was on or off, these guys still incited violence at Trump's campaigns. It doesn't matter what the cameras show you, or don't show you in this case, right? The same thing with those emails. It doesn't matter that we got them or didn't get them. The fact of the matter is, still what they were doing in that campaign is wrong. They don't see it. Actually, I shouldn't say it. It's not that they don't see it. They're not going to admit to it. She still won't admit to the fact that was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
They're never going to admit to it, Joe. That's something that they don't do. They never admit wrong. They never admit guilt. They always have an excuse. It's always somebody else's fault. You know, Joe, you talk about the James O'Keefe videos, the Project Veritas video. Okay, to me, that's inciting a riot. Joe, if there is a riot that you and I are going, that you and I would incite, we would be just as guilty as the people who participated in the riots. Just like if somebody is hired to kill someone, not just that perpetrator get charged with murder, but you, the guy who initiated the conspiracy to murder the person, is charged. This is a crime what these people do, Joe. And I don't care where the emails came from. I don't care where the video came from. We have proof that these people committed criminal acts, and they committed criminal acts to win an election.
Yeah, see, it's really
what
funny.
What is that, ladies and gentlemen? What is that?
She also goes on to talk about how none of the stuff has been corroborated. We can't use it. We can't rely on it because, you know, nobody's really said or they can't prove it's all true. And I'm saying to myself, oh, wait a minute. You had no problem putting out all the stuff on Donald Trump without any kind of corroboration.
Well, she can't prove it's false. She can't prove it's false. As I said, all she needs to do, Joe, is to produce her emails. Maybe some prosecutor should go after the hard drives of John Podesta and down in Brazil. Let's see what's on their hard drives. Let's see what's in their emails. If she wants to prove these emails are false, that they've been doctored, whatever, okay, what is the proof? Show us the proof. Show us your emails. Open up your computer, lady. Let's see what's in them.
I'm with you. I'm so with you on this. I think it's amazing how well they've gotten on deflection. And I don't know if you're watching the shows like I am, you know, whether it's CNN, CNBC, or any of those, if you ever notice that when they bring on a conservative, especially lately, and they want to go down the road of the WikiLeaks and stuff like that, we're coming up for a break here, but on the other side I want to hit on this, is that they immediately, the CNN host, the liberal host, immediately doesn't allow the guest to talk about the WikiLeaks emails. We'll hit that back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina Holt. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Rick Trader joins me from Conservative Commando Radio. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid Mill Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Oh, we need more cowbell in that song. Give me three steps. No, no more cowbell. Much more cowbell. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll, live chat room going on up there as well. And you know what? You got to get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's my show, somebody else's show. Get some information. And be able to deal with people who want to challenge you. And that way, if you know what they're thinking, you can be ready for them. If you don't know what you're thinking, what they're thinking, or you don't know the fight that they've put up in the past, you're already three steps behind, as the song said. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Let me bring on Rick Trader with me, and he's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And you know what? He's one of those... He's going to laugh at me. He's one of those sane commentators, okay? He's not climbing the walls on the right. You know, he's not... He very much is on the right, but he's not one of those nut jobs. You know, the sky is falling. Get rid of so-and-so. This is how it has to be. He puts it out there in plain, simple English. And I've always enjoyed that about him and his show. Rick, thanks for joining me tonight.
Joe, thanks for having me on. I really enjoy it.
Always. All right, so let's talk about the debacle, if you would, that took place last night. When I first started, I had a board meeting. I had a pre-recorded show last night. So when I was out and about, I'm listening to different commentators. Most of them said that Trump did pretty good last night. Most of them said that, you know, they, depending on where you were, right or left, you know, Clinton won, he won, whatever. But the more moderate people said, hey, you know what, he did a pretty good job last night. And then today, as I'm looking at some things, I'm even leaning now towards it was a toss-up. What do you think happened last night? Just give me the overview and then get specific.
Yeah, Joe, I was watching the debate last night. I thought Donald Trump did fine. If this was a boxing match, and by the way, for your listeners of your show probably remember me coming on after the first and second debates. The first debate, I said I thought Hillary Clinton won that thing. I thought it was a 10-9 decision. I thought that she won it. I thought Donald Trump did much better in the second debate. He really showed well, but last night he did okay. He really did okay. I will give him the decision, a 10-8 decision. But that's not what he needed, Joe. What he needed was he needed a real big knockout to win the selection. I mean, he needed to go on the attack and stay on the attack all night, bring out the things that Hillary Clinton doesn't want anybody to bring out. The Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, all the things, all the ammunition that any conservative would have to use against Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump needed to bring out the big guns last night. He brought out the guns. It wasn't the big guns. And believe me, I'm saying this as somebody who desperately does not want to see Hillary Clinton in the White House. But I have to be truthful. I have to be honest. I have to tell it the way I say it. Donald Trump did okay last night. He needed to be great 10 times over to bring this election home.
Yeah, I agree with
he
you.
He didn't go and attack. Hillary, basically Hillary did to him what I wanted to see he do to Hillary. Hillary was on the attack all night long. Hillary, when asked a question, she would go into, she would answer the question, then turn it around into an attack on Trump. My gosh, there's so much ammunition out there that could be used against Hillary Clinton. I would pay big money, Joe. I would pay big money to see a debate of Hillary Clinton going against a real debater like a Newt Gingrich.
Oh.
Like a Ted Cruz.
He would bury her. She would get sick before every meeting, Rick. She would get sick before every debate, not be able to make it there. But you're right. He is a lousy debater. Look, what is this? He's at the Waldorf Astoria tonight, and both Clinton and Trump are there. They're at a dinner. It's a dinner that takes place every year. You know which one I'm talking about, filled with Catholics and what have you. And I know who wrote the Al Smith dinner. And I know who wrote his speech. Mm-hmm. And he's texting me right now going, the man didn't read my speech. He can't deliver a joke. He doesn't get humor. And he doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't believe he does. I don't think he knows how to back down, have a lighthearted moment. You know, you can get your points across, and you can be pretty sharp about it, but do it in a funny, adding humor to it and sarcasm, and still get your point across without being uncomfortable. This was uncomfortable for some of the people in that room. That does not bode well for him. I don't know. I'm going to ask you the same question.
He was up against a seasoned politician in Hillary Clinton.
Oh, sure.
Hillary Clinton took off 4 days before the debate and did debate prep. Okay? Donald Trump, he went about his normal schedule doing rallies, and that's what Donald does best. But when it came down to the debate last night, it showed a seasoned politician against somebody who's not used to debates, who is not a politician himself. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people like Donald Trump. He's not a politician.
Yep.
Then he shouldn't have debated her.
I hear you. One of the questions they're going to ask you, and I'm watching what goes across back and forth on Facebook, is do we want a nice president? You know, he comes off as being strong and nice and all this other stuff. Do we want a nice president, or do we want somebody who's strong, can get the job done? I don't need him to smile if he could do the job right. If we become a country that we want to see nice and soft and squishy as opposed to somebody who can actually get the job done.
Joe, what I want to see a leader. I want a president who's going to put the country ahead of party politics and personal gain. I want to see a president that's going to take us back to the Judeo-Christian patriotic ethics that our founding fathers created this to be. And, the other night there was a show on killing Reagan.
Right.
And it was well done because it was historically accurate. Ronald Reagan was that type of man. Ronald Reagan was strong. He was charismatic. People liked Ronald Reagan. But he was strong. He didn't take guff from anybody. Okay? When Omar Gaddafi killed Americans, what did Ronald Reagan do? He went after Gaddafi. And he put Gaddafi in his place that after Ronald Reagan attacked Gaddafi in 1986. He had, the United States had Gaddafi under control. Okay, yeah. We had no more problems with Gaddafi after that. But Ronald Reagan was a strong, principled leader who put America first. And that's what we need. We need to find that man or woman. I don't care if it's man or woman. I don't care if they're black or white. I want a leader, someone who's going to put America first.
You know, Rick, we got to pull
Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, they want to put everyone else ahead of America.
That's right. You're exactly right. We put up a poll. A half hour before the show or so, maybe not even that long. Who won the final debate? Chris Wallace, Donald Trump, or Hillary Clinton? 39 votes, 3 for Chris Wallace, 23 for Donald Trump, and 13 for Hillary Clinton. So, you know, so far it looks like Donnie boy's in the lead, but I think that has everything to do with the kind of listeners I have, too, I'm sure.
To follow the Frank Lutz poll, you know, the Frank Lutz group of people there.
Yep.
And they were like 18 for Trump, 16 for Hillary.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that there's not more? I mean, you're in a very, New England and areas that you're in, a very heavily Catholic areas. And are you surprised that there's not more outrage by Catholics over the what we found out that the Democrats believe or think about Catholics?
Well, the Catholics, I'm Catholic, Joe. The Catholics I associate with are very outraged over the what Hillary Clinton wants to do. The Catholics that I talk to, like Father Frank Pavone, who's the National Director of Priests for Life, he's very, very alarmed of what a potential Hillary Clinton presidency can do, not just to the country, but to the Catholic faith. So, maybe I'm not talking to the kinds of Catholics you're referring to, but the kinds of Catholics that I associate with, our Catholic friends, the people who we go to church with, the people who we socialize with from our church, they're very concerned.
I'm concerned that we don't see more people of faith speaking out. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Rick Trader joins me. He is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me bring him right back on, because I don't really want to waste any of the time that I have with him. Rick Trader joins me from the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, thanks again for being with me tonight.
Love it. I'm glad I'm here.
All right, let's hit the oh my God moment from last night. All right, and thank God, and thank you Jesus that it wasn't from Trump. So what we had was she actually. Let's see if I can. Do I have this one keyed up? Yeah. Let me play this one because this is perfect.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
Now, what did she just do? Did she just not tell our enemies that they got 4 minutes to duck and cover once we go to war? And that's not totally true either. Because him walking down the hallway, there are stories from the Secret Service about Nixon getting drunk. Now, Nixon was, now, I'm saying this as a matter of fact because there are so many books that are written about it. So many guys that served with Nixon said he was a fall-down drunk at times. You know, he didn't know how, at the end of the night, when the day was over, he never had one or two drinks. He had six or seven drinks. And it was not uncommon for him to be teed off when he was reading one of the security briefings, and he would tell them to go nuke China. I want you to nuke China. I want you to nuke Iran. I want you to nuke, all right? And then he'd get up in the morning, it'd be an oh my God moment where he'd go running out, pick up the phone, call the Secret Service, and they would say to him every time, No, sir. We knew what the situation was. We didn't do anything. So it's not a matter of just giving the order and the next thing you know, you wake up and the place is cratered. So that's not a true statement. But here's a Secretary of State, says she's ready to be president, says she knows how to make it happen, and was it a big deal that she gave away the fact that it only takes 4 minutes to launch those puppies?
Well, Jeff, that's what they, people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, do. They telegraph our moves to our enemies. You know, one thing that Donald Trump, you know, everybody wanted to know or wanted to have Donald Trump give out his plans for defeating ISIS. And Donald Trump says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to telegraph my move to the enemy. That's stupid. That's wrong. But this is what Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton do. You know, right now, there's a battle going on in Mosul. Okay? The Iraqis are trying to take Mosul back from ISIS. They telegraphed this a week ago that they were going to attack Mosul. So what happened? ISIS skedaddled. ISIS left a skeleton force back. But they do this every time. Yeah. Joe, I know you are a student of history.
Yes.
And do you remember that General Lee lost a cigar that had his battle orders wrapped around it? And Grant got a hold of these battle orders. These battle orders were wrapped around a cigar, and it was dropped during the Battle of Monocracy in Virginia. And these battle orders got back to Grant, and because Grant knew what Lee was about to do, Lee was about to divide his army to attack Washington. When Lee got these orders, he blunted that attack. Okay? Mm-hmm. You don't telegraph to your enemy what your battle plans are. But yet, this is what these liberals like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton do. Do you remember when they started a bombing campaign? Before the bombing campaign, they dropped leaflets letting the enemy know they're about to be bombed. I mean, how stupid can you be? So the fact that she tells her enemy, guess what? We have 4 minutes. You're right. They are giving secrets to our enemy. But she don't care. She absolutely don't care because her sole mission in life is to get her and Bill back in the White House. Remember all those W's they took from the keyboards when George W. Bush, they've got all those W's. They want to put them back on the computer keyboards. They want a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue next January 20th. They want that more than anything. They want to go back and visit the silverware and furniture that they stole from the White House that they were forced to return.
I know. You know, and none of this stuff will ever make it into the history books for real or for long term. It's just amazing to me how these people are, and they consider themselves a monarchy. Let's just be honest about it. They really believe themselves to be the king and queen of the United States, but they're not. They make the mafia look like a romper room, for God's sake, for those of you who are old enough to remember that. But they make the mafia organization look like the romper room, don't they?
Well, Joe, you know, yes, they do. But I wanted to say, you know what, to me, what the telling moment for this entire election should have been last night, what the entire telling moment was, it was the very first question of the debate. When Mike Wallace asked Hillary Clinton about her vision for the Supreme Court,
Yeah.
And Clinton says the Supreme Court, it really raises the central issue in this election. And she's right, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Namely, what kind of country are we going to be? What kind of opportunities will we provide for our citizens? What kind of rights Americans will have? We need a Supreme Court that will stand up on behalf of women's rights, on behalf of the rights of the LGBT community, and that will stand up and say no. Citizens United decision that determined that the election system to our country, because of the way it permits dark, unaccountable money to come into our elections. So what she's saying is, forget the Constitution. I'm going to appoint judges to the Supreme Court that are not going to interpret the Constitution, but to promote the liberal agenda that we have been pushing, we Democrats and liberals have been pushing since Wilson. That's what their vision for the Supreme Court is.
Oh, no kidding.
To push the liberal agenda. And Joe, to me, that is the whole crux for this election. You know, people, you might not like Donald Trump, okay? He wasn't my first choice. Believe me, he wasn't my first choice. He wasn't my second, third, or fourth choice. But he is what we have right now. And we cannot let Hillary Clinton nominate a single justice to the Supreme Court, because for the next 4 or 8 years, whoever is the president probably will be able to nominate 4 or 5 judges to the Supreme Court. And if it is Hillary Clinton that does that nomination to the Supreme Court, our country is changed forever. Joe, people have to remember, all the great civilizations through history have fallen. The Greek, the Roman, the Mayan, the Egyptian, even the British Empire, they all have fallen. And if Hillary Clinton is able to put 4 or 5 justices on the Supreme Court, the country as we know it is gone.
Oh, I've been saying this forever, that the next 40 years, if she gets on and she's allowed to do what she wants to do with the Supreme Court and other organizations from within the government, if she's allowed to do that, this country changes drastically over the next 40 years. And frankly, you won't be able to turn it around in 40 years with the amount of damage that kind of liberal thinking, that kind of progressive thinking will do. Because it's 180 degrees from everything that made this country strong and right and real, is it not?
It is. It is. I mean, oh my God. People really need to go back and watch that debate last night, because Hillary talked about the kind of America that she wanted. I mean, she wants open borders. She wants to bring in hundreds of thousands.
Oh, no. Just for energy. You missed that. Just for energy, Rick. It had nothing to do with open borders for people, just for energy. Didn't you catch that?
Energy as far as gas and electric?
Yeah, she's talking about, energy. She wants to open it. She wants to flow the technology and the oil and the gas across borders with nothing to slow it down.
Joe, you know, her other idea for energy, and she has this in one of her commercials, she says during the first 4 years of her presidency, she wants to install 500 million solar panels. 500 million solar panels. Now, first of all, how is this going to help America, Joe? Joe, tell me where in the United States solar panels are manufactured.
Oh, the only ones I know that are manufactured anymore, because they're moving out of California, is into Arizona. Rick, I hate to do this to you, but we're really up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Please check us out at ccrshow.com. ccrshow.com. Run from 3 to 5, Monday through Friday, East Coast time. Check us out tomorrow. Tomorrow, our guest will be Congressman Alan West.
Oh, very cool. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Got a lot coming up the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously, we're going to talk about President Barack Obama's deficit cutting. He uses a different dictionary, people. We'll be right back. There you go. You know, Rick,
there's 500 million solar panels.